Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, October 7th, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Monday.
I'm glad it is. I haven't checked. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Was it, in fact, a happy Monday?
Yeah, it's been okay. Yeah, no, it's all right. You can do Monday, guys. It's okay.
It's good to know. I've always been a fan of the Happy Mondays, but that's a reference for like Brian and probably nobody else. So there you go. Enjoy it. Today, one of the things we want to talk about is News Plus. And part of the reason we want to talk about it is because it finally rolled out in some other countries and Charlotte has been using it. And Charlotte, I wanted to hear a little bit about your experience with News Plus.
Yeah, so early last, was it last week? I saw in my Apple News app, and for a few moments, the Apple News Plus tab appeared. And I was like, ooh, this is exciting. And I clicked on it, it said coming soon. And then a couple of hours later, it had disappeared. So then I was really like, ooh, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was coming soon because like 2 days later, Andrew reported that it had arrived and it had. it was really exciting. And so because I'm obviously a news junkie and I have a problem and we can talk about it another time. I subscribed straight away. I wrote at the end of last week after having used it for a few days. I'm really a big fan. I think it's got a lot going for it. I think it's a really good service. So the things I think it has going for it are manifold, actually. I think, first of all, it's got content that is actually useful. Mm-hmm. It's not lowest common denominator stuff. It is high-end content. I actually think for once it is a subscription service that could save you money. You know, there are magazines and stuff that I might currently subscribe to separately that I now can get via Apple News Plus. I think it is, surprise, surprise, beautifully presented. Like I was reading through fashion magazines and stuff and the way the photography, for example, is presented is beautiful.
Nice.
I can see that also, like I'm sitting reading it on my phone, I'm going, yeah, I'm going to have to buy an iPad, aren't I? So I can totally see that it's the way Apple's mind is working on that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get it. I get value from it. I've been impressed.
So a couple of things I wanted to ask you about are, first, do you find that you are reading the same publications you would have been reading otherwise, or are you branching out into different stuff?
A bit of both. So okay. I have publications I know I like and read regularly. I have put into my Apple News Plus feed, but also things that I'm like, I quite like it. Not probably going to pay for a subscription, but I would quite like to read it. Oh, it's in Apple News Plus. I'm going to put it in there.
Okay.
So it's a bit of both. And I've just noticed that the Mac app seems to have got a bit of a little update, and there's a proper News Plus bit of the Mac app as well.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Now, Andrew,
so, like, all the magazines and stuff are there.
Oh, nice. Andrew, you've taken the opposite approach. You did sign up, and you are currently not a News Plus subscriber.
Weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it was kind of weird for me because I would say I do read the news a lot, but I guess that doesn't really extend to actual magazines. And I eventually realized it just got to the point
Millennial.
Where I was... Yes. I was only using News Plus for this weekly News Plus series that I started, mm-hmm. and that didn't really seem very, I don't know, cost effective to me.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I canceled it and no one has mentioned it, so that's
So clearly good, I it guess. Was missed, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I did not try it, and part of the reason I didn't even go for the trial is because I mostly don't use Apple News. let alone News Plus. I do everything through RSS, and I use RSS readers. So that's where the bulk of my information consumption happens. Thanks to NetNewsWire. Hi, Brent. That's where I spend most of my time. So when I'm out searching for most news, I'm doing it via RSS. I have them grouped into different sorts of categories, like, you know, world news, you know, U.S. news, and I have like tech news and different ones, and so I can sort of shift gears and look at whatever group of information I want to look at. So I have not tried News Plus. I would like to find out from other people, those of you who are listening, if you are using News or if you've paid for News Plus and how you are liking that experience. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I would definitely like to hear this from some folks. I, at least initially, and this may be part of one of the things that becomes a feature in Apple News, is it's supposed to learn the kind of stuff that you read and then make suggestions to you based on that. So when I first started using it, it didn't know anything about what I was looking to read. And so, like, the whole thing just got really frustrating, so I gave up. And the only reason I even still have the news app installed on my phone is because some people only share news links with me, and then it doesn't go anywhere. Like, you don't get a web view or anything. It just says, you don't have News Plus, you're out of luck. So, that's the only reason I even have it installed, is every so often somebody will send me something straight out of Apple News, which is a thing that I know is what a lot of people like about it, is the ability to share that kind of information with other people. I have heard that.
So I think you've made a very good point about something that Apple should be adding to news.
And that is?
Which is the ability to group things by topic. Because you can follow different topics. So I have a topic, for example, that is called Apple. Mm-hmm. And I get loads of news from different sources about Apple.
Yeah,
but if I want general tech news, if I want to put a load of tech news together, I can't, as far as I can tell. And then if someone knows a way, please do email us. Put that, you know, make a thing together. Mm-hmm. You know, folders, which I can do. So the RSS reader I've often used is Feedly.
Yes.
Which I like a lot. And you can't do things like that in News Plus, in News. But I think News Plus does give Apple News more value. I think it makes it a more useful product. I think News by in and of itself, I could kind of give or take. It looks pretty good, but I don't think it looks so much better than, say, Feedly on the Mac that I needed to change to it. Mm-hmm. Is that fair? I think, like, RSS readers...
Well, it's your assessment, so it's whatever you think.
Yeah. But, you know, I think generally most modern RSS readers do a pretty good job of being clear and readable and nice and representing the information in the way that the publishers intend. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who those publishers are. Sometimes it's magazine, right. Sometimes it's, you know, a website only. So, like, the Mac Observer has RSS feeds, and if you want a particular thing, you can subscribe to that feed. And
exactly.
That,
and you should, by the way, because you get all stuff nice and quickly.
Yes. And that is part of what I think some people might find a hurdle with RSS, which for people who aren't familiar, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. It used to be how you could read a lot of stuff in Google Reader, and uh-huh. Google Reader went away. And people thought that was going to kill RSS, but there's lots of RSS readers. I use my Feedbin account with NetNewsWire, and that's, like I said, that's the one that I like. There are others out there. I've used Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, on the Mac. I've used it on iOS, and it's pretty great. Like, there are a lot of options out there that sort of, but, you know, the only real hurdle is you have to go and say, yes, this is the thing that I want to read. I want to hit subscribe. So...
And the and also the website maker has had to kind of make sure the feed is done properly, you know.
Sure.
It looks nice and is like, do you know what I mean?
It's
done properly.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Just to back to Apple News Plus, what I think I'm most impressed with is the range of quality content. You know, it's premium stuff if you look through the things you can get. So look, I'm just clicking up browse the catalogue now. It is things like, you know, there's Adweek, there is Hollywood Reporter, there is all sorts of sports magazines, there's, like I mentioned, there's Rock magazine, there's variety of computer magazines, there's Elle, there's Cosmo in the UK, there's, you know, they are things that I'm not thinking, do I actually need this? They're like things I would put, you know, the Empire. I did a story last week about how Bauer Media has put, I think, 29 different publications up onto Apple News Plus. So these are serious publishers putting very, you know, proper high-end publications on this platform. So I think Apple has done well to secure those publications. You know, the criticism, for example, if we want to make a bit of a jerk in comparison, what with Apple TV Plus was that, what is there? You know, it's new stuff. Do I care about these shows? Mm-hmm. Look at all the stuff Netflix had. You know, that kind of thing. We've had that discussion a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Apple News Plus is the opposite. It's a lot of top-end magazines. You know, there's National Geographic, there's, you know, Inc., there's a load of business magazines and all sorts of things. Most people will find, I would suggest, multiple things that they could read on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And I would suggest.
One thing that I wanted to ask you about specifically, Charlotte, is you are not in the United States where it rolled out initially, and do you have access to publications here?
Yeah, so I'm looking now. I can see things like New York Magazine, Newsweek, National Review.
Okay. That was the thing I wondered about with other countries, was how they were going to manage access to some of those things. So
yeah, so I just it does appear that, and like I mentioned, Adweek, there's Rolling Stone. So I think there's a mix of both. There's some UK specific stuff, and there's the Hollywood Reporter. So yeah, there is obviously a mix of both. For example, I don't think you guys get the Sunday Times and the Times in the US, whereas we have that here.
Okay.
I don't think that would be in Apple News Plus, but we also have things like Variety.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, a host of other things. So, yeah. Anyway.
So, a thing that's interesting to me about me personally about Apple News, or News Plus, I should say, is that it's basically twice as much money as the fun things. So, it's the same amount as music.
But news is fun.
Well, but it's double the amount. It's double the amount of money per month as Apple Arcade, and double the amount of money a month as TV Plus when that comes out. And one thing that we've talked about before is how Apple's going to reel people in, and we were talking about that, oddly enough, when we were under the impression that TV Plus was going to be about twice as much as what they said. And it was going to be. So how are they going to do all of this, you know, on $10? How are they going to do TV Plus at $10 a month and compete with anybody else? And particularly Disney Plus at $7. So it turns out there's a story out there about turning this into a subscription bundle.
Yes. Well, we've been waiting for a subscription bundle for a while.
Yes, and now we're finally hearing about that, right, Andrew?
Yes, there's an article over at Financial Times. They say that people in Apple are in talks with record companies. Mm-hmm. But like the way they wrote the article, it sounds like they're just maybe focusing on Apple Music and Apple TV Plus. Mm-hmm. Which is nice, but, you know, as we've talked about in the past, I think it would be great if they bundled all of their services. And maybe that could be, like, $20 or $30 a month, $25 maybe, something in that area.
Take my money.
But at least they're, you know, talking about it.
Well, we sort of assumed, I know here we've talked numerous times about the amount of money that you're going to let Apple just scoop out of your account every month so you can watch all the TV and listen to all the music and read all the news and whatever else. The thing that I am wondering about is, given what we've heard about News Plus, that there were some publishers who weren't into it. There are publishers who turned down the opportunity to be involved. There are publishers who are only letting some of their content through on News Plus.
Yep.
To paid subscribers and not all of it all the time or anything like that. So what I'm wondering about is how News Plus fits in with the rest of the sort of fun subscriptions. So, and the other thing I'm wondering
if
is,
it will.
I'm not sure. I think they're going to continue to segregate it, which I think is not the best move. But we also know that Apple is not averse to just giving away Apple TV Plus. Everybody who's gotten a new phone in the last few weeks gets a year free. Bam. So we know it's a thing that they could be doing, and we know that they're subsidizing some amount of it to give us the stuff that they're giving us, given the budgets we've heard they're allocating to some of this content. And, you know, Oprah probably gets paychecks, Steven Spielberg probably gets a paycheck. They're not making minimum wage at Apple. And you have to think about, you know, how much Apple is subsidizing the subscription price they already have. So is it possible that they would just continue to give away TV Plus, you know, for another couple of bucks or something like that? Since it's all their own stuff and they own it, they can decide how much loss they need to eat on some of those things. But I don't think they get that opportunity with the stuff that they don't own, like music. And I know they have a relationship with the developers in Arcade, but it's not, you know, those, I don't think any of those developers are like officially Apple employees that just make games for Apple now. So I'm curious.
No, although we did notice last week a bit of a goodwill tour, European goodwill tour from Tim Cook.
Yes. Where he did visit a bunch of developers while he was out and about. So Andrew, I'm curious, if they were to bundle News Plus with some other combination, would there be a sweet spot for you to come back?
Yeah, that's a good question. There probably would be. I'm not sure what that sweet spot is, but I would probably be more likely to resubscribe if I could also get more services with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I asked you like 10 seconds ago, so you should have an answer by now. I'm totally kidding. Well, what I'm wondering though is that the other services seem to go together a lot more because they're all sort of entertainment, and news isn't really entertainment for some people. You know, it's hard facts and analysis and things, you know, when you look at that piece of it, you know, because it's news. You're supposed to be reading news
and
magazines.
I'm wondering, Kelly, how do you think of this as an option? $15.99 for the fun bundle. And like maybe $23.99, $24.99 if you lob Apple News Plus in as well. Does that sound conceivable?
Well, I'm still back at my audio clipped you a little bit, and so it sounded like you said fundle, and now I'm like, yes, that's exactly what that should be.
Okay, well, one, I'm copywriting fundle. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. the thing that I'm wondering about is how they're going to attach News Plus to some of the fun stuff. That's really, I think, where my question lies.
News is fun.
Well, not with News Plus.
I keep telling you, magazines are fun.
I feel like I don't know how to do this in a podcast, but I need to asterisk Charlotte just there and point out that Charlotte has literally written a book about the media. So so her opinion might be slightly biased, and I just feel like in the interest of full disclosure, we need to put that out there. The thing that I wonder about is because somehow if Apple's giving me TV for $5 a month and games for $5 a month and music for $10 a month, but I can use music, you know, all the time everywhere because I can listen while I'm doing other stuff. By the way, Apple Music has completely powered like every DIY project I did this summer, and that is no small task. So,
and also music is expensive.
Yes. So thank you. 80s pop radio and 90s pop radio on Apple Music.
Oh man. No, I think the point actually you made, you by articulating that, you've actually made something clearer for me. $4.99 is the price Apple can charge if it is in total control of the product.
Yes.
It has to charge $9.99 if it's someone else's stuff.
Mm-hmm. So if they're the conduit instead of the content provider, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Creator, that's the word I'm looking for. Creator versus conduit, because they're just aggregating all of those magazines and newspapers and everything for you. They're aggregating all those records for you. I said records. I look forward to your letters. And when it's their own stuff, they can give it away. And that makes sense. But I'm wondering if News Plus is going to have to evolve, and maybe they're going to have to start taking a little less here and there. Somebody's going to have to start taking less here and there in order to continue to get subscribers. Because the thing I don't know about Apple News Plus is how popular it's been. I know a lot of people, like Andrew, who tried the trial, paid for it for some amount of months, and are currently not paying for it anymore. And yes, I know the plural of anecdote is not data. I'm obligated to say that for John, but it's a thing that I wonder, because nobody's been calling that out. We haven't had any, you know, sort of highlighting press releases or mentions at events of, you know, 11 squillion people are all signed up for News Plus every month, and it's terribly exciting, and, you know, we're bringing back journalism and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not hearing any of that stuff out of Apple.
It's a very good point.
And I'd like to. I mean, because, go ahead, Andrew.
Maybe the solution is just to have two bundles. So one with news and music, so they don't take money away from the creators, and then the other one with everything else.
That we discussed this before, and it gets haven't we? We've always said it gets rid of the simplicity, of a bundle, which kind of gets rid of the point of a bundle. You might be right; that might be the only solution, but it does diminish the simplicity of the bundle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, because we know Apple Music is super common, lots and lots and lots of people have it. The thing I wonder is if maybe they would toss in for even less money something of their own. So, like, you can get Apple Music for, and I'm rounding, but you can get Apple Music for $10 a month. For 12, you can add TV. Or for 12, you can add arcade. And, you know, but it's going to be slightly more if, you know, whatever. Or maybe they subsidize the price cut, and maybe it's, you know, $16 or $18 a month if you want news and music. And they're just going to eat some portion of that in order to get people subscribed to one or the other. I wonder if there's maybe something along those lines. So I would like to hear your opinions on this as well, listeners. As I said before, you can email us at observations@macosriver.com. You can leave a comment in the show notes, or you can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter. There's definitely going to be more to talk about with this. If tradition is any indicator, we're going to get in another Apple event very soon. We're going to talk about new iPads and who knows what else at this point. But when we do, you will absolutely hear about it here. And I want to thank both of you for being with me today. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Charlotte, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm off to read some stuff on Apple News.
I'm glad to have both of you with me. I'm even happier that neither of you decided to ask me what a record was. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.